This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate story of this Monday has a dose of inside baseball, a smidge of corporate governance, a bit of board of directors politics, and a whole lot of, wait, he did what? Uber is whereof we speak. Travis Kalanick may be out as the CEO of, it has to be mentioned, the company he co-founded. But he is clearly far from done disrupting things, and I'm not talking about the ride-sharing business here. Over the weekend, Kalanick named two new members to that company's board of directors, pretty much without consulting anybody, including Uber's brand-new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi. What to do about a founder who won't take the hint is not a new dilemma, but there are lessons here for tech in the 21st century. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has them.
People like to throw this term around a lot, but John Coffey says what's happening with Uber's board of directors is almost Shakespearean. Coffey is a corporate governance expert at Columbia University Law School.
There have been lots of closely held companies that are not yet public, in which you have the Capulets on one side and the Montagues on the other, and there is a civil war going on.
But rarely are these companies as big as Uber, which is valued at roughly $70 billion. And rarely do they have so much at stake, heavyweight investors with a lot to lose and a likely IPO. Charles Elson at the University of Delaware says this kind of infighting can be costly.
It just means it's very hard to run a business where you have that kind of contentiousness. Businesses really need to move forward with near unanimity.
And Elson says the way many tech companies are set up could be making things harder. Enter the dual class stock structure, where some shares come with more voting power than others. And they're often in the hands of the founders, like at Uber and Facebook.
When you have a dual class share structure, you're giving frequently one person or a very small number of people control over everything that happens with that company.
Michelle Lowry is a professor of finance at Drexel University.
And if you're an investor in that company, you effectively have very little say over what happens.
Like whether you get a heads up when new board members get appointed. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.